Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman there staring into that microphone, ready to talk to you today. The one and only iconic actor, the all-pro defensive end football expert, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. How you doing, Fred? I haven't talked to you much this week.
Everything's fine. I know my daughter had family in town for the better part of the weekend and the beginning of this last week, and everything is good. And I'm raring to go here.
Yeah, we got Super Bowl shaping up here now, and we're getting to the end of the season here, and there's a lot of stuff going around. We got things to talk about today. Baseball is going to be starting, spring training.
Promise.
You gonna go? Maybe you want to go down to Phoenix, maybe, and catch a few games, Fred?
You know what we should do? We should hitchhike. Just me and you.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I just put you out there, and then you wave me in, you know. It's Fred Dreyer there hitchhiking.
I've got a whole closet full of skirts.
No, I'm not going to wear a skirt. I'm coming as I am. Well, we'll just get to some games and see what happens. I'll tell you, there's so many things going on that we have to talk about here today. I don't know where to begin. But your week is going good. Your daughter was good. She came out. She's back. She's gone.
And she's here. She's married 3 weeks this week.
Congratulations to Kate.
And she's doing well. And her and her husband are riding high on the honeymoon trail.
That's it. Now, she lives in that state of Oklahoma. She like it there? Has it been cold?
Yeah, she likes it there, actually.
Has she become an Oklahoma Sooners fan? You know, our sales guy, Howard Price, is a big Sooners fanatic.
I know Howard is.
He's crazy for those Sooners.
Well, he's crazy, I know that.
He's just crazy.
But, she likes Oklahoma. It's growing on her. She made a lot of friends there, and that's her home now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you came. I tried to call you over the weekend, but I mean, you were like book solid. I was trying to get some handicap, and we didn't do that well.
Oh,
no,
geez.
I went.
How many did we?
We did 2 for 2 again.
Oh,
you know, as I. What can I say?
I'm out of the business.
I am too. I quit.
So people who are listening to this just
no more handicapping. For
not
us.
Only did I used to play, I used to know something.
Well, I do want to talk to you about that seriously on the show today, and we'll get to that a little bit based on something The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to talk about
that, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Welcome back. Don't forget here, we're broadcast nationwide and coast to coast through CRN, the Competition Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, all over the country. And I'm Michael Horn, of course, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, one of the all-time greats, both in acting and in sports, in football. And before that, he was a baseball, you were a crazy guy in high school. What team did you play for, Long Beach?
Do we have any of that tattoo ink and needle? I'm going to tattoo these dates on
Mike's, please. Get closer to that microphone. I'm going to tattoo the microphone back to your lips.
I got it. Very
Move
much.
It closer to you there. There we go. Because you're getting a little echoey in here.
But,
there we go.
El Camino College.
El Camino.
It's El Camino College.
Yeah.
For the last time.
Yeah, but in high school, you were playing baseball. I said, what high school did you play for?
Lawndale High School.
That's Lawndale. That's
write that down. That's an L.
Lawndale.
A-W-N.
And where did I go to high school?
I don't care where you went.
Yeah, see? So I don't care where you went either. But it's like,
oh, you don't.
It's important here.
You don't care where I went.
But you played baseball, blew your arm out, went to El Camino College, and you've had an interesting career in sports, as we know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think the fans might want to know a little bit about that?
Yes.
Well, where did he play? Where did Fred Dreyer play?
Well, I was thinking about you this weekend here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but let's just jump to this story because Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He was being interviewed, I think it was on Fox News, and a lot of people know this story, but apparently I didn't. And so it's like, I don't know those are your schools that you went to, but I'll try to remember those on my dossier. I'll get to a little swap cards there with info on it. So Dwayne says sometimes the things you don't do are better in your life. For example, he wanted to play in the NFL. And he tried and didn't make it. And then he went to the Canadian Football League, played there. I tried to play and got cut. And he said, thank goodness he got cut, even though he wanted to play so badly, because he has this other career that came up in wrestling. And then he went on into the acting and everything. So my question to you is not so much now that The Rock mentioned that, made me think. I've never asked you about your decision to play football. How did it mesh for you? Because here you were at El Camino or at Lawndale High School. You're playing baseball. You probably wanted to play and pitch. Was that your dream to do that at first as a kid?
Yeah. Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to play for the I was 12 years old in 1958.
Okay.
Dodgers moved here in 58.
Exactly.
And so I was crazy about going to the Coliseum because I wanted to see how do they turn a football stadium into a baseball field. That was my main goal that day when I went to the Coliseum. And I got up there, I walked through the tunnel, and I couldn't believe what they had done to it with the fence. Wally, the moon shots,
Wally
Moon used to hit in left field.
They had to put that big screen up, as I recall, because the left field was so close, you had to hit it over the screen to get a home run.
It was a chip shot. That's what Vince Scully kept calling it
chip
on
shot.
The radio.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did it, and so I said, gee, this is, looks like it'd be so much fun going down there, running around, chasing balls as they bounce off the screen and pick them up and turn and throw to second base. And it was just a lot of fun for me. It was a shame that as my youth, my dream as a youth came crashing down with an arm injury.
And in those days, did they warn you not to throw hard or fast or too much?
They didn't. Can I tell you folks something? And people probably know this. The institution of baseball, on the youth level,
in high school and prior
knew
to that,
nothing. They didn't know squat about anything. They just say, "Oh, here's the baseball. Go over there on that mound over there and just start throwing to the catcher. I'll let you know when I need you."
It's true.
And then I hurt my arm at Sawtell Field here in Westwood.
You remember the moment it happened, right?
Yeah, I remember it happened, and Marv Grissom was invited. He was the baseball pitching coach for the Angels at the time.
Wow.
And when they first started up in 60.
Yeah, and he
and
came out to watch you.
1962, 2 years later. So he came out to watch me. He said, "Hey, you're a big guy. Let me see a fastball." So I threw a fastball, and I was throwing fastballs. He went, "Oh, that's great." So he says, "You know what? I'm going to recommend that we bring you back and put you on the squad, development squad." And I said, "That's really great. That's fantastic." And my uncle Rule, who I talk about every once in a while, Hawthorne police officer, he says, "This is really great. You're going to be playing for the Angels." I said, "No, they're going to give me a tryout." He goes, "I know, but you'll be playing for them pretty soon." He was more prescient about all this stuff than I was.
Yeah.
You know? And that afternoon, I was taking a nap at my mom's house, and my right elbow just puffed up.
Oh, boy.
And I just, that was it, you know.
So it wasn't like a magical moment when Marv Grissom said, "We're going to give you a tryout." You didn't see like everything kind of slow down a little bit and when he made that comment to you, like, "Hey, I'm going to give it a shot to maybe get into the big leagues."
No, I understood it because I was there. I accepted to be there and I looked around and I measured out the competition and who's out there and then I went for it and I'm laying there on my mom's couch with my arm in ice, and I seemed so naive and stupid, you know, reaching out that far, and it just made sense to me that I have a long way to go.
Yeah, so you didn't know whether you'd get better or not or whatever, but it all happened at that point, and it didn't get better. Yeah, and I'm guessing you probably, at the time you're talking about the Dodgers coming to town, Don Drysdale, big strapping right-hander, you kind of remind me of Big D yourself there, Dryer, you know, and you've got that kind of arm where you brought it. You probably had pretty good speed on that fastball.
Yeah, I had a pretty good speed. Of course, they didn't. The big thing was, the scout, Brito, what's his name?
Mike Brito.
Brito, he wore that the Panama hat.
Yeah.
And he'd aim it at cars and say, "That guy's going over the speed limit."
I'm sure.
But he was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so, we had our turn in the barrel, and it wasn't for a long time, but we made a go of it. And then... And then my coach in high school, John White, said, he said, "Well, what happened over there at the Angel workout?" And I told him, and he said, "Well," he says, "don't worry about it. Football practice starts."
So he told you about football right away, right?
Well, they just said, you know, look, you've got to make sure that you can't just tie your dreams and try the things that you want. And if something doesn't happen, you go around the other way and try to satisfy your dreams another way. It's not like I said, I know I'll go play football, I'll be really good, and right. Then I'll be able to play baseball. It wasn't that. I had to cut baseball out of my diet and go out and put a football uniform on, which
you hadn't thought about up until that time,
which I hadn't really thought about.
Yeah. Which is, so you got to be flexible. It's getting back to what The Rock says. It's like things that you want, maybe when you don't get them, turns a different way. So you wanted baseball, but all of a sudden it took you a while. As I recall, you've told that story with football, but this guy kind of pushed you to sign up then at El Camino College, right, to start working out with the football team there, correct?
Yeah, and then I played in high school. They had a varsity, junior varsity, B football and C football.
Wow.
C football was for guys who could barely walk. Yeah.
I would have been good on that C football team.
No, you would have been pathetic. We would have picked on you and ran you. You know where the 405 freeway cuts right across Lawndale High School?
Yes.
I've driven
there with you before.
Yes, right there, right between the freeway on ramp to Inglewood Avenue and Compton Boulevard. And that place is still there, and I still have those memories of walking up onto the freeway and walking home because the freeway hadn't been completed yet.
We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're getting some stories here from Fred. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow Fred on X, @Fred_Dreyer. You can follow me at Mike Horn, CRN. And we're here from the CRN Radio Network on radio stations everywhere. Sports Byline Radio Network, our flagship 790 KBC in Los Angeles. Doing this show for you and hopefully getting it into more days a week in this year. We've been talking about that for about a year, but it's looking pretty good now. Telling you that much over there. And you've got to want to follow us and take a look. We're on TV for you too. We're at go to crntalk.com. You can go to Facebook Live. You can go to YouTube on our YouTube channel. Check it all out at thefreddreyershow.com. Again, that's the freddreyershow.com. And some comments from our listeners on YouTube for you, Fred. Rachel saying hi to you. Katrina saying hi to both you and I. And she says, so watching you on CRN, she enjoy watching you, Fred, on Hunter and on Land's End. So that's pretty good.
That's fun. Yeah. Thanks.
And we got somebody from Santa Maria, California, tuned in today. Jeannie Wilcox Chase is in. We got Nikki in from Nebraska and Lorian. She's from Iowa. Cold weather coming in from all over the place there. Rachel, we're doing great here. Bruce says hello. He's from New Mexico. Martine says hello, Fred and Mike. I hope you are all well. She's at Cape Canaveral. Going to be a launch there soon. I think a satellite going up there, somebody said.
That was 1962, I think.
No, there's another one coming up.
That's a long way.
Yeah, it's good. Lee says hi from Cleveland, Ohio. We'll get to more of you there in just a little bit. But that's at our Facebook Live chat room there. So we got you. Are you starting out at Lawndale as a baseball player in high school? Blow out your arm. Get a test from the Angels. That doesn't work out. Anybody could give up, and you kind of took some time off. I recall you telling me at one point for a while, but this coach, was he at El Camino, that kept saying, come on over here, and he actually helped you fill out paperwork, right, to get on the team?
Well, it was the summer, right during the summer workouts,
yeah,
for football, spring practice.
Oh, they were starting to work out, okay.
April, yeah. Spring practice, that, yeah, type of thing. And I was at the beach, sitting around enjoying myself, and I said, where's Rick and where's Luigi and where is everybody?
All your pals.
And they said, well, they're out at spring practice at El Camino College.
Whoa.
I went, wait a minute. I got in a car and I drove up Redondo Beach Boulevard. You can go from Redondo Beach Boulevard, which is actually the pier.
Yeah.
Redondo,
oh,
Beach,
yeah,
pier,
it is. That's right, yeah.
And go due east and you'll pass El Camino College.
Everything right there.
It's just right there. It's so simple. L.A. is so simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's a grid, and you just get on one and go east or west,
keep
or
traveling,
wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And you know, and when you feel like you want to get off, you just stick your head out the window and yell at the nearest driver that you pass.
And if you keep going, you end up in New York. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, because that's how you got into the, yeah, football.
Actually,
the NFL,
Santa Monica Boulevard, mm-hmm, is
66,
it,
right?
Is Route 66,
yeah, yeah,
which dead ends into Chicago.
Yeah, and then you got to pick up
Highway 99, and then go over to
that's a whole lot of it.
275.
That'll be on the Fred Dreyer Travel Show. That'll be coming up next year here.
I'm going to wear a safari jacket. That's my wardrobe.
That's good. So you get on the team, right? You do you work out. They sign you up, and you're going to El Camino College now.
Yeah,
and you're on the football team. Now, how do you move then from El Camino? Because that's a 2-year school, right? How do you choose your next college?
You know what's here's what's interesting. First of all, it's really it's quite unique, coming off of what happened to me in my piddly little dreams of being a baseball player. And having a sudden switch turned, and I discovered something in myself that I didn't realize I could do.
Really?
And that is take my desires to play baseball and switch it over and adapt to playing baseball.
Okay, that's what I want to find out. What was that like? You said you discovered that. on the field or somebody talking to you or yourself?
Yeah, the coach came over and Bill Vincent came over and says, hey, what are you doing? I walked over. I left the beach, down to Redondo Beach Boulevard, pulled into the stadium parking lot, got out, climbed a fence, and then I went over and I ran into Bill Vincent, who was the defensive coach, and said, hey, come here. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing? What'd you do today? And I says, well, actually, I hung out with my girlfriend and I did the following things. He says, forget all of that. Come with me. So I followed him, and it's the whole Laurel and Hardy routine where while I'm being set up to enroll in school.
Gotcha.
And then go over to the gym and get my equipment allotted to me.
So he's kind of talking into it.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm listening, and I'm not really paying attention to what he's doing. I'm thinking about my girlfriend on the beach. So he says, so here's what we're going to do. Fill this out.
I don't believe this.
Sign the bottom of this page here. Yeah. And just then, one of the coaches, Kenny Swearingen, I think he was the head coach at the time, comes over and just says, hey, what's going on here? And he says, we're getting the old Freddie boy signed up here.
Old Freddie boy.
We're going to get him signed up here. He says, hey, great, that's right, you're going to come out to practice. I said, what? And he says, yeah, you're signed up, you're ready to go. So
you were enrolled in the college, right?
Yeah, so he not only gave me a uniform, they gave me the enrollment.
Enrollment in college.
Yeah, they gave me the whole schmeal.
It's a good thing you weren't walking by the Army or the Navy or something.
Yeah,
the Marines, you'd have been battling.
I was literally standing at the head of the hall.
Do you know where I find that preposterous?
With a uniform on it.
If anybody said, oh, Freddie boy, here's what we're going to do now, you wouldn't listen to anybody.
You will not listen
to a soul. You would do your own thing.
No,
but at that time, because you were thinking about that girl on the beach, I've discovered this about you, and you got talked in to college and football. And so it was sort of done. And all of a sudden, what did you think when you realized, I'm in?
Well, I'm in. And he says, now remember, today's Monday. Thursday, practice starts. Don't screw it up.
Say goodbye to your girlfriend.
So Thursday I show up and I got my uniform on, and it's like a lot of things in life, you know, it's, whether it's a girlfriend or whether it's a new car or whether it's new pair of socks, is that the newness of the physicality of a good idea.
Yeah.
Suddenly just makes so much sense.
Here's what I'm betting. You wanted to play baseball. That was a dream. That was a desire. That was a focus. That ends with the arm injury. And all of a sudden, you kind of get talked into this football thing. Pressure's kind of off. So it's like something new, and you start to discover it one-on-one. And I'm guessing since you became the all-pro defensive end, you started to like it.
Well, not only are those things true, they resonate as a truth, I was able to accept it. I didn't look at something new and say, this isn't baseball. This isn't a baseball glove. What am I doing?
This is not my dream.
I'm going to go out for football. I don't want to play football. And he said, well, you don't now, but when you get out there and you start to see that you can do it, you'll have a different feeling. And that's I think the beauty of other people in your life that see things past you that you don't quite
see. You don't see yourself.
You don't see it. And so you have to trust them, and they were good guys. I trusted them, and so we wound up having a good run there a couple of years, and I knew immediately that this is probably where I was going to, fold my tent right here. You know,
you knew that this was what you liked.
This is probably right about where I.
So other people could see
right where I belonged.
People could see this in you. It's like when I got there were seven people at a meeting once, and I got nominated for the Selandunga Chamber of Commerce, and that was a wonderful thing. Salandunga, the community prospered under my leadership, but that's a whole other story for a different show. So now you get into El Camino, you're playing football. How do you pick your school? How do you go to San Diego State? That was a big deal to get into that football program, all those coaches.
First of all, you had to excel, and I did. And it's one of those things where you see immediately, this is where I should be right here.
Yeah.
And all the happiness of not having to untangle baseball problems.
Yeah.
Not to have a sore elbow.
It was fresh.
It was just ready.
You're playing football, you're going to be sore everywhere.
Yeah, I was ready for it.
You're just ready. Yeah. And did someone suggest San Diego State, or did you
No, you picked it. I got a scholarship.
Oh, there you go. So now you're not only do they talk you into playing, but now that also sort of signifies that you're doing well in football because you got a scholarship to go there, for gosh sake.
Well, not only that, I had a pretty good couple of years at El Camino, and I surprised myself with playing very well. And
surprised myself. That's interesting.
I wound up really my life changed. You know, when I realized that I'm in charge of what I do. And if things are working out real well and I take care of myself.
You created that life and you created that focus for yourself right there. So now it became your thing. Even though your dream was baseball, this became the focal point now because you reinvented yourself, which is what you have to do in life every single day. The world keeps changing. You got to reinvent yourself. And we haven't even touched on you becoming one of the great actors in Hunter and Land's End and every other place. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. He's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. We'll be back. Stay with us here. Thanks for joining us.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
We're back on This Is Your Life, Fred Dreyer. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn. Glad to have Fred here. Talking about his career, it all stemmed from Dwayne The Rock Johnson saying, sometimes in life it's the things that don't happen that you expect to happen that are the blessing from the good Lord above. And he wanted to be an NFL player, didn't make it, went to this Canadian Football League, didn't make it, and now look at it. Whatever happened to The Rock, by the way?
Last I saw, he had new tattoos.
Now with the WWE and that whole conglomerate now, Ultimate Fight Championship and all that good stuff over there. So we're talking about Fred's career here, and along with that, got a lot of people here in our chat room chiming in. Kathy, who's at the El Camino College Board of Trustees, I think she is. She says she wants to remind you, Fred, that the El Camino men's soccer team was named national champions, just to go along with
how about that?
Yeah, but it's pretty darn good, huh?
It is pretty good.
Yeah. Charlie says, he says hello to us, and we also got Kathy tuned in there from the Board of Trustees, as I mentioned. Okay, so you get set up now. Now you go to San Diego State. You got
Let me just say this.
Yes.
In the process, you play 2 years at a junior college,
mm-hmm.
And then junior college scouts come out from all over the country, and they scout you, and then they eventually offer you a scholarship to play football at their university. So I had opportunities, offers from SC, UCLA, and San Diego State, and Oklahoma, and I had a fistful of opportunities, and that's when I realized that other people were noticing the improvement that I was experiencing. And so I chose San Diego State because of a lot of reasons, and they were an up and coming school, and they had great coaches.
Up and coming great coaches: Rod Dauhauer, Ernie Zampezi, Don Coryell, Joe Gibbs, and John Madden, all on that same team there as coaches. What a miracle team of coaches for you when you're going to college.
Yeah, and so I'm being looked at, and my skills are being adjudicated by these people. And when they tell you something, it's for not only the benefit of the team and the school, but it's aimed at making you feel great about yourself.
Yeah.
And that's all a part of success.
And they probably helped you as the coaches. Now, when it came time, they had the draft going or whatever, and you got drafted by the New York Giants.
So the draft shows up in January of 69, after the 68 season, my last year at San Diego State. And then I get drafted number one, the 13th overall pick.
Wow.
By the New York Giants.
Do your coaches say anything to you? Madden, the Gibbs, all Coryell, these guys or whatever, kind of coach a little bit, saying, hey, it's going to be good for you, Fred. You're going to get drafted good. Anything? They give you any cheer?
They were all
supporting you.
They were all supportive, and they were all for it. And then I got myself an attorney.
And the rest is history, everybody.
The rest is history.
It's amazing. And then when he quits football, he plays then for the Rams, almost gets signed by the New England Patriots, and then goes to the Rams. He almost ended up at you talked to Madden up in Oakland, and you had that going. But then you're in the broadcast booth, and they put you in CBS, you're a color commentator, And you do that for 1 year and you quit because you wanted to do acting. And so your focal point gets back. What got you going on acting?
Well, I played 13 years in the National Football League, first of all.
That's correct.
And then when I left there,
I
had an opportunity to be a color commentator, television, so forth and so on.
Yep.
But I decided to go back to acting class.
Wow.
And study what my gut told me to do.
And your gut told you you wanted to act.
Yep, and it told me I should act.
That's good. I'm telling you, this is what an interesting. We're going to get into that in an upcoming shows here. We want to get into that whole acting thing, but we got a couple of stories to hit with you here on this thing a little bit. First off, we should congratulate Harbaugh. Right, Jim Harbaugh is now the LA new head coach. He left Michigan and with the Chargers. Is this going to finally? The Chargers have a lot of talent. You weren't too hot on the Chargers coaching squad there. You think Jim is going to follow in John's footsteps now in the NFL?
This squad?
Yeah, the Chargers squad. Is he
going to help? Well, they continue to have the talent and no results. So when that happens, you got to start looking around as to why.
Yeah.
And they've got the right guy now.
I think he's going to be the right guy for this, too. And that's a good family there. Talking about good coaches, Harbaugh, John, Jim. John, of course, with the Ravens, and Jim now back in the NFL. And that's going to be pretty good stuff. Let's do a little baseball news for you, too, while we got this going. This story hit me here because this third baseman from the Angels was on one of the podcasts or whatever, Anthony Rendon. Now, the Angels, they signed him. And what do you say? 7-year deal, is that right, Fred? Do we know?
7 years, $45 million.
So how many million?
245.
Thank you very much. $245
million. $45
million,
that'll get you into
signed a 7-year contract after he won the World Series with the Washington Nationals. And he hasn't played more than 60 games in a season. Now, if this was me, I don't know about you, Fred, but if this was me, I'd be freaking embarrassed that I'm taking that much money from any team and for in front of the fans and only playing 60 games. What does he say on this podcast?
He says,
we got to shorten the season, man. I'm quoting him now. We got to shorten the season, man. There's too many dang games. 162 games in 185 days or whatever it is. Man, no. We got to shorten this bad boy up.
Yeah, that's
right. Come on. This guy's a stiff.
Yeah.
60 games and he has the guts to say that. Who the hell does he think he is?
Pretty bad, isn't it?
I'm a little amazed that he would say that.
And you know what I expect? Yeah. I expect in this article somebody to take him to task that's on his team.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And really shove it up his...
Well, there you go. So anyway, it's like this poor Artie Moreno has really had good hopes for the Angels and tried to make some moves and make things happen. And this Anthony Rendon is not helping him at all, I'm telling you.
You got to sell the team, Artie.
Yeah, well, something's got to go on. I just saw a story today. Somebody said you should just cut your losses and get rid of Rendon. However, he'll do that, and then Rendon will come back and play 162 games.
You know what? When a man... that you've negotiated a 7-year, $245 million contract says publicly, not to you,
publicly.
That I think they ought to shorten the season up because it's too damn long. And he hates baseball. He says, quote, ex-Nationals teammate says he hates baseball, quote, unquote. And I'm telling him right now, I'm going to walk in. Here's what I'm going to do. You paying attention?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I'm taking a duffel bag the first day of training camp.
And
I'm walking in, you know, like the coaches do. They bring the team together to talk about happy things.
Yep.
Optimism.
Yep.
I walk in and put that bag right in front of Anthony Rendon's face and tell him, load your stuff up, buddy. You're out of here.
I'm telling you, that's an embarrassment when you're brought in to really be a big piece and a part of that team. I mean, I would be embarrassed. I'd be trying to get myself back rehabbed into shape.
There's no consequences in life, and we all know everybody's path. The Rock knows, I know, you know. Yeah. Everybody knows that their path is attached to the pitfalls of good fortune, bad fortune, good luck, bad luck, and it, only you can drive the wagon across the crevices. Only you can navigate, and you have to be able to do that and have confidence in it, as well as what? Confidence in your teammates.
Yep.
and ask for help and give help. The more help you give other people, the better it is for you.
And the other thing is, when you sign people like this, whether it's in sports or in professional, whatever you're doing, you got to check out the person's mental attitude about what he's doing. And, you know, you think a baseball player like Freddie Freeman didn't want to leave the Atlanta Braves, came to the Dodgers, made it his home, plays every day. When you have interviews with him, he's always thinking and looking, and he's in the batter's box trying to see how he can improve himself. That's the guy you want to lay the cash out for. So, not only has Anthony Rendon's attitude worn short on fans of the Angels now and observers, but it's also apparently worn short on teammates. Jonathan Papelbon, who is Rendon's former teammate on the Nationals, openly called out Rendon's work ethic and called Rendon, said he, quote, hates baseball. Oh, let's sign him up.
Wow.
Let's get him in here right now.
Let's get him over here.
Come on over here.
Let's get him over here and strip him down and send him out into the wilderness.
Something
by himself.
And what about this crazy story coming out of Kansas City, where this guy has his friends over to his house? Supposedly three friends. Now it's changed to four friends. And one guy leaves, and the other four are still in the house watching Jeopardy after the football game's over between the Chiefs there and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And then a girlfriend doesn't see one of these guys come home. They call. They find three of the four. The one guy that was in the house, he goes to bed and he's sleeping. He's got headphones on. Says he can't hear anything. And the other three are frozen to death, two in the backyard, one on the back porch. This is the craziest thing. And stories, it keeps changing every hour. Probably by the time this gets on air, it'll have already changed.
Do you think somebody killed somebody?
I don't know, but it's a bizarre thing. How do you leave a house? Supposedly these guys left, and then what? You knock on the door or something or whatever? Do you have a cell phone? Any one of the three of these guys have a cell phone? Come on. You call somebody?
That's a weird thing.
It's so strange.
That's a weird deal.
It's really something else. I just...
We have to find out what the deal is, Mike. Maybe you and I should get back there.
Well, I think we'll see what happens. You know, we're going to be... So Tennessee Titans got rid of their coach, by the way. You liked that guy, right? And
Vrabel.
And Vrabel now has gone on to the Bengals. So
to do what?
To be the coach. They hired him.
The head coach?
Yeah. He's going to the Callahan is going to be the next head coach. Will replace Mike Vrabel, who was fired after six seasons with Tennessee. And the Titans are finalizing a deal to hire Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan. I'm sorry. Yeah, Vrabel hasn't been hired yet. So, but Callahan's replacing Vrabel on the Titans.
Just a second. Yeah. So the Titans fired Vrabel.
Yeah.
Vrabel was hired by the...
No, Vrabel, I don't think he's been hired yet.
Okay.
That's my mistake.
All right.
Yeah, but I do know Sports Illustrated has laid off a lot of people. You read magazines anymore? Do you still grab a magazine every now and then?
No, not really. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and that's what's wrong with a lot of magazines. Nobody's reading them.
Well, I mean, by the time you get the magazine, a billion things have already
changed.
Happened.
That's right. Just like if we pre-tape this show. So my thought is, you know, if you don't read a magazine now, what do you do instead? I don't like to read stuff on the computer screen or whatever. I guess, you know.
I can't see anything. I've got new glasses now, and they're barely helping me. I'm 16 inches. I measured it. 16 inches in front of my Mac screen. I can't see a friggin' thing. You know how tiny the type is?
Well, if you're Anthony Rendon, you probably want to shorten or enlarge the screen.
I think
all screens should be enlarged for you.
Tiny screen is not a good screen.
How many fingers am I holding up? Don't answer that question. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X, @FredDreyer, @Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. How about Doc Rivers going to Milwaukee, too? That's a little basketball news for you.
Yeah, he's, you know, is the team old enough for him?
I think so. General, he was doing a good job there at ESPN. All right, and Michigan, they're going to miss Harbaugh, that's for sure, I'll tell you. Thanks, Martine, for sending that in our chat room. So our friend Pamela is our photographer extraordinaire. She said she saw a very excellent episode on Get TV with you in it as Hunter is on every single day at 3 o'clock Eastern Pacific time.
Wait a minute, every day or every weekend?
No, every day you're on, every day.
Holy smokes.
And she saw one on Saturday featuring Trinidad Silva.
Yep.
And he passed away here in
1988.
Yeah, boy.
A car wreck.
Car wreck over there. He's recruited as a young, he's an ex-con, and he gets recruited there as an ex-burial boy to commit robberies and things. And there's a store owner, I guess, that they get shot. Is that correct in this episode? And then you have to shoot him, I guess, is what happens in there. And it's sort of that really gets you kind of crazed up over there after the shooting there. And so this is, she says, Fred, we're sensitive in the touching and very effective scene showing Hunter reminiscing with old photographs and a lot more. And she said, trying to deal with everything. And she said, your wonderful expressions, as usual, said it all. And you did a great job acting, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you.
Good stuff in this, this episode. Really a good one.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. So that's our show. If you miss anything, for God's sakes, log on to our website. thefreddryershow.com. We've got our past episodes there. You can watch a whole bunch of good things up there for you. Email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com. You can also go to fred_dryer. That'll get you into a few things for you, too. And that's on X. And facebook.com/therealfreddryer. But as always, we see you holding a gun and holding things together on Hunter. Don't forget, get TV every day, 7 days a week at 3 o'clock. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it's good to know that. I thought we weren't all going to be on anymore. But now that we can share this with our fan base, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good. Every day, set your VCR. See an episode of Hunter. What, 8 seasons on there? Is that right?
Well, 7. But, I mean, this. They tried to get rid of us, you know, here a while back. But we,
you're back.
We snookered them.
Hey, have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
So long, folks.